Voters split on Biden's plan to forgive portion of student loan debt. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2022. Voters are split on President Biden's sweeping plan to cancel $10,000 to $20,000 of student loan debt per qualified borrower, a Politico/Morning Consult survey released Wednesday found. Biden made the announcement last week after continued pressure from members of the radical left, who have urged the president to cancel student loan debt. However, some, such as Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, do not believe the current plan goes far enough. Under Biden's proposed plan, the government will forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt if an individual making under $125,000 annually went to college on Pell Grants. The government will forgive $10,000 in student loan debt for an individual still making less than $125,000 per year, who did not receive Pell Grants. While some leftists say this is just the beginning, conservatives have routinely pointed out how Biden's move is fundamentally unfair to American taxpayers, particularly those who did not go to college or already paid off their loans. Nevertheless, those individuals' opinions do not matter. According to far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who suggested that those who are opposed to this policy are acting selfishly. If that is true, then nearly half of voters are selfish, as voters are split on Biden's proposal to cancel a portion of student loan debt. According to the survey, 48% support canceling between $10,000 and $20,000 of student loan debt for individuals earning less than $125,000 or households earning less than $250,000. Another 43% oppose, and 9% remain unsure. Democrats overwhelmingly support the proposal, 72%, while 67% of Republicans oppose. Independents also remain relatively split, as 47% oppose the plan to cancel a portion of student loan debt and 42% support it. When asked if they would be open to the administration canceling even more student loan debt in the future, 46% of voters, overall, support it, compared to 43% who do not. The survey was taken August 26 to 28, 2022, among 2,007 registered voters and has a +2% margin of error. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, is among those who have also pointed out that Biden's plan is fundamentally flawed, as it does nothing to hold universities accountable.